Now time for our Centralia Locker Room Chat. Basketball season is here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brandon Tam, and we got Dusty Thompson with us, the Centralia girls basketball coach, and getting ready for the 24-25 campaign. But coach, just a quick thought, a 22-win team last year, boy, it was a heck of a ride for the Panthers and company, but just a final thought on how your team performed last year.
Yeah, it was. You know, I thought the girls, we played a lot of young girls, you know, one senior on the team, three juniors. The rest of them were sophomores and freshmen. There were, you know, there were times we had four freshmen and sophomores on the floor together and stuff. And, you know, I thought the girls got better. They started to pick up on things. You know, the experience really, really helped. By the end of the season, we just run into a good team in the semifinal game, you know, and causes some problems with their length. And we weren't sure what to do with that, you know, being young and stuff. But I think it gave us a lot of good experience and some things that we knew coming into this year from the get-go that we needed to work on to make sure that we were ready for those situations.
Yeah, just only three losses. You mentioned the semifinal, the Little River, and then also a very good Clifton Clyde team, and then Nemaha Central as well, who you have on Friday in the opener, which we'll talk about here in just a couple of minutes. But obviously it kind of starts with Owen Dieters. What a fantastic career she has had, multi-sport athlete, recently committed to play at Benedictine, already over 1,000 career points, and obviously, just kind of the leader of this team, and I would think high expectations for her once again.
Yeah, you know, I've got high expectations. You can tell already in practice she's got high expectations. You know, she's one that I said last year that the thing that makes Owen special, I think, is her understanding of what's going on the floor. You know, she looks faster than she actually is because she just has an understanding of what's going on, and I think, again, she sees coming into this season, things we need to work on, things we need to get better at, you know, herself included. And she's done a great job so far in a short couple of weeks of practice of improving on those things.
I feel like a lot of teams maybe don't have that luxury, having a player, one, that is that skilled, but also has those intangibles as well as what you kind of mentioned there. And that I would just have to imagine that just seems to be such a big positive, not just for her and maybe some of the other players who have experience, but maybe some of those younger girls who are coming in and maybe getting their first taste of varsity at the first time.
Yeah, it is. You know, she's done it. Like you said, she's been great in practice, mixing and matching with some of the younger girls, working on some things, you know, and just she settles things down, you know, like she doesn't get real worked up at times, you know, and things when things aren't quite going right. And especially, like you said, in practice, you know, the last week with football and stuff, I really just got in there in the last few days, but you know, she's done a great job of seeing what we're trying to do and helping the other girls get to the spots they need to be in. You know, she's one of those that she knows what she's doing, but she also knows what the other four are supposed to be doing, and she can help them through that.
Who are some other girls that you have high expectations for outside of Owen?
You know, I mean, we've got a good group. Tatum Kramer is another senior that, you know, she's quick. She plays good defense. She can hit open shots. Her sister is another one. You know, Hayden's one that truly is fast on the floor. You know, I see her make moves that a lot of girls can't make with her speed. And, you know, Cora Thompson, you know, she's a more of a role player, a good defender. She plays a lot of bigger girls and stuff and does what she can in there. And then we've got the two big sophomores, you know, Josie and Tava, that hopefully, you know, continue to add on to where they finished last year. And, you know, I said at times with both of them, we've seen glimpses of how good they can both really be, and just continuing to improve on that.
You get Nemaha Central in the opener on Friday. Should be a fantastic atmosphere and season opening contest. That Thunder team is going to be loaded here in 24-25. And obviously you guys played a tight game with them a year ago. But, you know, how much do you know about this Nemaha Central team here for 24-25? What do you know about them? And just what's kind of the expectations for the season opener?
You know, and honestly, I mean, I kind of know we went off last year and stuff and what they had. And I know Haddon does a good job with them. They're going to be like us. They're going to look to be physical and be aggressive defensively and try to push the pace offensively. And, you know, they've got some height too that can cause problems in there. And for us, I think for us against Nemaha Central, we're going to have to do the little things really well. You know, we're going to have to be able to stay down defensively. They got to be able to box out. Part of a problem last year was NC got too many second and third chances around the rim, you know, and just understanding what girls are capable of. I thought Cammie Dollinghouse hurt us last year, getting to the rim. You know, we didn't buy into forcing her to shoot the ball, and we got out in her face, and she's a strong athletic girl, and she got to the rim, and we couldn't do anything with her around the block. So, you know, again, like I said, just us doing the little things we need to do to be in control of the ball game, I think, is a kind of what we're looking this week.
There we go. Dusty Thompson, Centralia girls basketball coach, after a big season a year ago. High expectations once again. They get Nemaha Central on Friday in the opener. Coach, as always, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Brian. Appreciate it.